The sound of Leicester.
Together, we can make a difference. BBC Radio Leicester.
8:24. Now, if you've ever been in hospital, you've probably had a doctor at your bedside. But how would you feel if you could get access to specialist care, but it came via a robot? Well, the Leicester Royal Infirmary are one of just two places in the country piloting the scheme. The robot has been developed, which can place a consultant virtually at a patient's bedside, even if they're miles away. The technology could save tens of thousands of pounds by reducing locum costs. Jonathan Patrick is CEO at Consultant Connect, who are behind the technology, and Dr. Steve Jackson is a consultant physician and chief medical information officer at University Hospitals Leicester NHS Trust, who's been using this amazing piece of kit. So before we speak to them both, here's a brief explainer of how it works.
I'm now connecting from my home to a device in Santa Barbara, California, in a highly secure manner. And here I am at the patient bedside. And with this device, I can look all around the bedside. I can have very clear and concise communications with my clinical colleagues. You can see the latency in the mirror there. So I'm presenting myself locally to both the patient, their relatives, and the clinical teams. I can also bring into action a thermal camera, and that thermal camera is allowing me to see temperature distribution across the field of view, and that's really a proxy for a clinician putting their hands on a patient.
That sounds phenomenal. Jonathan, wow. How does this work exactly? Just take us through this technology.
So, if you like, it's an extraordinarily complicated remote control car, but with a FaceTime-style mobile phone on it. Now, nobody's going to thank me for describing it like that. In reality, so what it is the most sophisticated audio-visual communication device you could imagine on a mobile platform that runs over the internet. So effectively, what it means is, in much the same way that you can dial in and you can, well, in much the same way I'm talking to you now and we're speaking over Zoom, effectively what it is it's a robot that features a super high quality Zoom. It means that the patient can see me, the consultant, but more importantly, me, the consultant, I have a full view of the patient, even though I'm nowhere near them. I can use things like stethoscopes to get an idea of what's going on in their chest. As you heard from the demo there, I can look at things like the heat distribution, and also the cameras on these things are so good. First of all, they give me an unbelievable ability to zoom in on things. So I can see from across a room a tiny gauge. But also, some of these robots, for example, have booms. So a bit like you see in TV studios. So the camera sits over the patient, and it means that the consultant gets a view they would never be able to get in real life.
So is this the future? Are we going to see lots of little robots sort of milling around our Leicester's hospitals?
Well, this is the revolution. I don't want people to worry that it's like the Terminator, because these are all controlled by humans. But yes, it is. We expect in the next 3 to 5 years, half of the NHS trusts in the United Kingdom will be using these.
So is that replacing staff, do you think, Jonathan? Or is that aiding the work that the staff do already there?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think there's no point shying away from the fact that the NHS has staffing problems that are well publicised these days. To get really qualified staff like Steve, there's not many of them about. And what we have in the NHS, of course, is the most compassionate system in the world, in that it's free at the point of access and demand is always rising. So what it allows us to do is to do more with what we've got. It allows clinicians like Steve Jackson from Leicester to be in one hospital, but also looking at patients in another hospital. And anybody who is acquainted with how hospitals are managed, for example, overnight, will know how difficult it is, what a headache it is sometimes, getting senior enough staff to be there. The other thing it's really useful for is if you need a super specialist. So imagine you or one of your loved ones has a condition that is extremely rare, or it's something where there's a well-known world expert. you can beam in that expert from anywhere on the planet. And indeed, in Liverpool, where they have very newborn sick babies, they have been beaming in specialists from California to deal with very, very specific and complicated illnesses.
Come on then, Steve. You've been using this robot at the Leicester Royal Infirmary. It's been in place a couple of weeks. How's it gone?
I think it's an amazing piece of kit. I really enjoy using it, both from the consultation point of view when I'm consulting remotely. So I can consult from my office here at the Leicester General Hospital with my patients at the Royal Infirmary. It gives me more time so I don't have to do the commuting. And it feels like being there. The patients seem to really enjoy it, actually. I was quite surprised how easy it feels when you're using this kit. It really feels as though you're there. You can have a joke with the patient. You can make a plan with the patient. It's as if you're there. The junior doctors and the nurses on the ward liked it. And from the point of view of having patients who need super specialist opinions, which I've used it for, it's absolutely superb. It means that patients don't have to wait to be transferred across the city to go to a different hospital, because the specialist can consult with them there and then and make a plan which everyone's happy with.
Surely there's been some people that have been a bit sceptical, though, Steve.
Yeah, well, we're working on all of that. I mean, the communication's going around, the trust, excitement's gathering. And of course, as always with these things, there's scepticism. But the idea is that we keep on using it until people realise what the benefit is.
And Jonathan, I imagine these are, pretty expensive. What's the budget like for this?
They're probably not as expensive as you think. I mean, they are more expensive than a laptop, obviously. But depending on how complicated the robot is that you want, so it's a bit like a car. You can have various additions and you can have various models, but you're looking at about £3,000 to £6,000 a month. Now, that sounds like a lot of money. In fact, it is a lot of money. But if you compare it to how expensive it is to hire a locum, so a locum is sort of like a freelance clinician. So let's imagine you've got somebody off sick and you need somebody urgently. A specialist, a senior specialist, can cost a huge amount of money, so thousands of pounds per night or day. And as a consequence, one of these robots, just in locum fees, will save many times its value every single month. So as well as giving us, at Consult Connect, we always have this thing where we say, if it's cheaper and better, it will go, it will spread. And this is better patient care, but delivered more cheaply. And when I say cheaply, I don't mean sort of like, bargain basement. It's just a better way of delivering care.
Jonathan and Dr. Steve, thank you so much for joining us on BBC Radio Leicester. Fascinating stuff. It's 8:31 now. Chris has your headlines.